something has happened in the world in the last 11 years since I've been away. America has really become a toxic place. And I've got a few things to say. This might be a theme throughout the week here. I've got a few things to say about this transgender homosexuality in the church thing and how we need to act as people. The thing is, I'm over here in Asia. I'm in Taiwan, and I don't, you know, LGBTQAYXYZYTBA, it's all, no, you've got to say it that way, because you've got LGBTQ, and then you've got AYK, which is also your kind, whatever that is, and then XYZ, because we've got to think three-dimensionally, and then YTBA, yet to be announced. You've got to make the room for everyone. So it's LGBTQAYXYZYTBA. People in that community over here in Asia have kind of a, I don't know, it's like in some sense they want to run around and shout about how much injustice there is in the world, and it's not fair, we need rights, but they really aren't truly passionate about it. They're just trying to be because they see Americans so passionate about it. The problem is over here in Asia, and we're talking Taiwan, Vietnam, you've got Japan also. They didn't have, I'm going to say this and everyone's going to think I'm jumping to conclusions. You're going to try to lump me into a group. And I've got something to say about that. There's too much groupthink when it comes to this topic. You say one thing and everyone wants to throw you into a group. Oh, you said that word or that syllable, and so that means everything you think is exactly like those guys over there, and they can never change, and I'm in a different group, and we can never change. We just fight each other till everyone's dead. So, honk, into my tank, slam down the lid, bum, 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 bum. And I'm like, wait a minute, you got all that from one syllable? You're listening. Well, you don't talk with Jesse. You listen to Jesse. You're listening to Jesse here, and you're going to get ideas that you've never heard before. I try to be unique, different. I try to say things other people haven't said. I try to cut to the chase. I try to leave out the stuff that you can read in a book, which is a lot because there's a lot of books. I try to say the thing that someone else couldn't say. In the academic world, like when you go to get your PhD or a master's degree, they call that contributing. You've got to do a bunch of research to break ground, to find something new, to find something that hasn't been found already. You got to say something that someone else hasn't already said from your own diligent work, thought, questions, ideas, research, analysis, problem solving, successes. You got to actually use something, prove that it's useful and can possibly work. You know, you got to have something new. And I try to stay there. So when you hear me say this word or that word, turn off your auto bam bam and don't bam bam me on autopilot, because I'm not going to fit your mold. I there's some ideas I share with people, but I am not coterminous, or at most, I'm 80% similar to other people, but there's a 20% difference that you might like. Don't throw me in. Don't see, we do this. Now, Jordan Peterson was talking about this. No, hear me on this. He explained that, and see, I'm not going to go copy Jordan Peterson said, look, I got a buddy, love him, wants to give money to Jordan Peterson. I'm like, Jordan Peterson is like the richest crowdfunding GoFundMe guy as far as that works. Or like one of, like he's well off. He does not need your extra $10,000 a month. He's got plenty of that coming in. If you want to go fund someone, go fund Tommy Robinson. Tommy Robinson is, he uploads a video and immediately YouTube locks it down. You got to click on a bunch of stuff. You're not allowed to comment. He's been accused of doing things he hasn't done. He was prosecuted for beating a police officer when the police officer admitted in court that the police officer started it. So I just, Tommy Robinson, He wants to have open dialogue and he's concerned about Muslims or something. And because he doesn't preach the red carpet evangel of the greatness of Peace-Lam, then everybody shuts him down. He just having an interview with a reporter. Tommy Robinson's most recent thing. Dialogue, conversation. That's what I'm talking about here. That's my theme here. Dialogue, conversation. Don't just be in a group. Dialogue, conversation. He's talking with a reporter. He said, okay, I speak out against Islam. Not all Muslims. I said, you hate all Muslims? Of course not. I've got some great Muslim friends. I'm just talking about in general, in many ways. I'll let him go speak for himself, but he says, I'm speaking out against parts of Islam and your newspaper, everyone else is all concerned about that. But if I went and spoke out against Christianity, would you accuse me of being a bigot just the same? He says, well, no. He said, don't you see that maybe there's some bias there? There's something wrong? Guys, maybe Islam isn't 100% wonderful. You're a bigot! Delete his Facebook. Delete his bank account. Because you can delete those now, right? Delete his citizenship. Because you can delete those now, right? Delete him. Oh, we can't delete people yet. But what? But then someone says, Christianity's bad. Oh, that's a good person. That's a great person. Buddhism, is silly. I don't care. Islam isn't 100% good, maybe 99% at most. Oh, bad! Christianity's evil. Oh, we like that guy. Whoa! Don't tell me that this is objective. That's what Tommy Robinson's out there doing. So I'm not all about funding JP, Jordan Peterson. Love Jordan Peterson. Brilliant. But if you want to make a difference, go fund Tommy Robinson, not Jordan Peterson. My goodness. You know, pay attention to who, you know, he's actually having trouble. But that aside, Tommy Robinson, Jordan Peterson, they're all talking about the same thing. Everyone's got this groupthink. People are in this idea that there's a group. You got to have a group. You got to have your group. Excuse me. What's going on with LGBTQIA? What's going on with that? They're looking for a group to be in. And in America, they had I'm Christian, but I'm objective. There was a Bible excused, twisted Bible that let people say, well, faggots burn. This is what they were thinking. Which literally, a faggot is a piece of dry wood. So yes, technically faggots burn. Now, faggots are all going to burn. And I've got my Bible that says so. So I can be mean and scared. I want to take off my clothes and go skinny dipping because it's the 1700s. But if anyone says that he's naked around his friends, well, I'm going to act like that's weird. And I'm going to act all scared and stuff. And when I was a kid, I couldn't stop thinking about man parts. But I'm going to lie about it and say that I didn't. And because I don't want anyone to know that. I'm the only one who ever thought that way. And I got to keep that a secret. Yeah, if you think about man parts, then you're a faggot. And faggots burn. And that culture was going on. Excuse me. That culture was developing and cultivating. People were reading part of the Bible, but they weren't. They were adding their own meaning, interpretation, application to it. Yeah, okay, maybe homosexuality is a problem or whatever. But where the Bible people were going with it in America is a whole different direction. Well, over in Asia, they didn't have that Bible problem. They were dealing with Buddhists. They were dealing with I don't know. Other types. That's the thing. Have you ever the same people defending Islam are the same people that want to do LGBTQIA? Did you ever think who wants to burn LGBTQIA? The Muslims. And isn't that funny? You ever wonder what's wrong with that? Have you ever wondered that maybe it was all invented? That the script in mass media is to defend two groups that want to kill each other and act like defending both groups is the peaceful thing to do? There's a lady over here in Taiwan that supported the old government because she thought that there's no need to change stuff. She went over to Hong Kong, and the Hong Kongers, whom she disagreed with, all welcomed her because Taiwan's president supported Hong Kong. She was Taiwanese. The Chinese people in Hong Kong that she met, whom she supported, whom she liked and agreed with, they didn't like her because she was Taiwanese, and her whole world got flipped. And that really sent her thinking about who it was that her friends really were and who she really should be supporting. Everyone's got this theory of being pro-Islam and being pro-LGBTQIA, all at the same time, when these two different groups want to kill each other. Oh, yeah. So, have you ever thought that maybe that groupthink is strategic? Like it's engineering somehow? Like just, if no reason, trying to engineer people to get angry so you can sell newspapers. People buy newspapers when they're angry. It could just, you don't have to be a conspiracy theorist, but my goodness. When the news media makes money off of hate, and they only defend two radicals that want to kill each other, and then they try to villainize or vilify the peacemakers, something strange is going on. More on this tomorrow.